Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
Reetha. Monday morning, February 8th.
2016.
It is.
It's hectic at my house. I'm running around going, are we going to be able to do the show? Because right before when we're putting this all together, I got a guy on the side of the house taking out half the wall and putting in a whole new electrical panel and all this stuff. I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. If you disconnect the entire electrical panel, doesn't that shut off the electricity?
Oh, man.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, well, see, here's the deal, Reetha. When you have solar panels put on your house, your electrical box has to be upgraded if it's older. And I have an older box on the side, they had upgraded. So, and it's a good thing. It's better to be up to date with your electricity because, you don't want any power outages or shorts or flickering lights and things like that.
So you're going solar?
Yeah, I'm going to go solar because I've been reading about it, and, we've had a high electric bill, and they're going up all the time. So, and these are the latest solar panels, and, I did the stats, and it cuts your bill down. So, hey, baby boomers, anywhere you can save, right?
Absolutely. Well, that
and
brings
you know
us up to our hot topic.
Hot topic time, yep.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic. Well, I want to congratulate my friend, Karina Bonnefield. She was the lead human character in the Doritos Dogs commercial for the Super Bowl that won the Crash the Super Bowl Doritos contest.
Wow.
It was so exciting. I've never known anybody that actually won it. It was a great commercial. If you saw it on the Super Bowl, it was the one where the dogs were watching the people buying the Doritos, and they decided they wanted to buy some too, so they dressed up in a trench coat, went in, and bought some Doritos. And my friend Karina was the checker that checked the dog out. It's a hysterical commercial. You can check it out, I'm sure, all over the internet, just Google Doritos Dog. So congratulations, Karina, and all of those who worked on that commercial. It was fabulous. And they won $1 million prize. Karina did not win $1 million, y'all, so don't be trying to hit her up for no money. But she will be on that commercial, and I'm sure they're going to run it all year because it's a great commercial. And then I also wanted to do a quick review on the stage play, An Act of God. It's at the Amundsen Theater. It stars Sean Hayes. It is irreverent. It is totally not. It's not based on the Bible at all, even though they use some scriptures in there. But it is funny. I have to say, I was offended, but I laughed. So if you don't want to be offended, don't go. It is extremely offensive. And I don't mean by bad language or anything. It's good, quote-unquote, clean comedy. But it really twists the Bible and twists religious views. But Sean Hayes is fabulous. He's Sean Hayes. He was great. There are two other actors in the play. It's funny, though. I laughed through the whole thing. I didn't want to laugh, but I did. So if you want to go laugh and you can laugh at religion, then go and enjoy yourself. If not, save yourself. Just don't even go. Okay. That's my hot topic. What's yours?
Well, we had the big game. The Denver Nuggets defeated the Knicks 101-96. But, of course, that wasn't the game we were talking about. The, it wasn't just the defeat of Carolina. It was what made it even worse was the governor, Pat McCrory. He was rear-ended after the game in a car accident. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. So Denver at the Super Bowl yesterday, final score 24-10. As far as
Broncos,
Peyton,
you said Nuggets. These were the Broncos.
No. Wait, yeah, but that was a little joke, Rita. As far as the big game, the Denver Nuggets defeated the Knicks 101-96. Everybody's going, wait a minute, that was a joke, Rita. Okay.
Oh, so I know very little about sports. So the fact that I even knew that was a miracle.
But anyway, yeah, Peyton Manning. Well, he didn't have his greatest game against the Panthers. He had 141 passing yards, completed 13 of 23 with one interception. For a quarterback rating of 56.6, who is the most? Well, overall, the Super Bowl stats, Pittsburgh Steelers won 6 Super Bowls. So we're going to, you know, I was just touching base on that. But another, you know, more big news here. We got, Rita, you probably remember the Hollywood Weekly magazine, historic, okay? It goes back, I don't know the stats, probably more than 20 years, and with about every star and every situation that's gone into Hollywood. Oh, they're going to be partnering up with Easy Way magazine, and this is going to be the most powerful situation on the Internet. They say Eric is the Internet as far as all this information and the technology, you know, with his app. I mean, Rita, as you know, the apps are the thing. And 21777. This is amazing, Rita, to me. I mean, Eric, let me know. You punch in 21777 on a text. All right. Then you push, you just type in Easy Way. Now, are you kidding? How does this stuff work? But anyway, Hollywood Weekly Magazine, it's, you know, it's the kind of thing, it's not just here in California. It's not just national. It's international. Everybody wants to know what's going on in Hollywood. And, you know, it goes way back because I remember some of these movies I used to watch, and this is going back, I hate to say this, to the 50s. And I'd see stars, you know, Christopher Lee when he was younger, Clint Eastwood when he was a new cowboy. And, you know, these guys were stars back then. And of course, I watched the older films. Like I said, Louis Armstrong was in High Society with Bing Crosby. And I used to like that kind of stuff. Well, in this Hollywood Weekly magazine, you can catch it and read about these people, read the articles. I mean, this is going back a ways, but that's why I just wanted to touch base on that because I know you, in fact,
are we going to have a guest from the magazine today?
Well, possibly. We're gonna see what happens. We got a lot of people that want to call in, and you know, I just wanted to just throw that out there because, you know, I had some other hot topics. And, you know, with the race that's going on, you also know that Jeb's starting to creep up, believe it or not. But, you know, the stats are basically, you know, we got Trump on top, and he's up there at 34%. But, you know, second place, Rubio is tying in with Cruz at 13% each. So it's a really interesting second place. But Jeb Bush is actually creeping up at 10% rating. And the Kasich just running even with Bush. So it's like a thoroughbred race here, you know. And coming up in the tail end, we got Christie 5%, Florina, and I don't know, Carson had dropped way down. He's at 3. But in the Democrats, it's Sanders and Clinton. Sanders is up at 56 with Clinton down at, Clinton's at 40, so I don't know what's going on there. But all I know is they got a big race going on, and they got a big blizzard coming, Rita. So if you're going to fly over there to see what's going on in New Hampshire, check your airport because they got a big blizzard coming up. But, yes, Hollywood Weekly Magazine, this is exciting. And
okay, well, let that take us up to our first commercial here, and we'll be back after the break.
All right.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, welcome back.
Here we are. Here we are, Reefa. And it's exciting. A lot of exciting stuff going on. Reefa. And now, are you returning from anything, Reefa?
I'm always returning from something.
I thought you were going to tell me you stepped off the cruise ship again. Jeez.
No, I haven't been out of town, but I went to some exciting parties this weekend, so I'm returning from them. But no, I've been in L.A. L.A. has been beautiful. We've got great weather going on here. It was 81 degrees on Saturday.
Can you believe
it? A beautiful day.
Did we have guilt or what? I don't know.
I have no guilt. What can I tell you?
This is crazy, Rita. I go outside. I still go outside in the morning. It's like January, February, 75, 80 degrees. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe we should go to the, you know, back to the East Coast and, you know, share a
little
bit.
I don't need to go back to the East Coast. But you know what? Today is the beginning of the Chinese New Year. And this is the year of the monkey. It begins today, and it lasts through January 27th, 2017. So, Happy New Year. And in Hong Kong, they've had all kinds of big celebrations going on. It's a great big deal.
That's right.
Australia.
The year of the monkey. The year of the monkey. We went to the Chinese CEO Society event at South Coast Plaza, and they had a beautiful display with monkeys hanging from the trees. You know, they built artificial trees, and they had it was amazing. You could see it on Eric's site, and with the Easy Way app, and it was really, you know, he has the top CEOs from all over China and everything, and the year of the monkey. Yeah, that was really really a cool event.
Well, it's a real big deal, especially in the Chinese community, but all over the world. Australia has a big celebration. The UK has a big celebration. The Sydney Opera House, they turned it red to celebrate the Chinese New Year. It's all kinds of great celebrations are going on. I'm sure something's going on in L.A., so you can probably check it out on the Internet. And
a lot of
their
stuff.
Lucky signs for the monkey, the lucky numbers, right. If you play in the lottos today, the lucky numbers for the monkey are 1, 7, and 8. But since everybody's probably playing them, you wouldn't win a whole lot. The colors are white, gold, and blue. The lucky flower is the chrysanthemum. I cannot say that word.
Chrysanthemum, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's the word. And the lucky directions are north, northwest, and west. So, year of the monkey, everybody. Happy New Year.
And we were talking, we have we're kind of lucked out today. We have a special guest that called in, and the founder of Hollywood Weekly Magazine, Prather Jackson. Prather, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
All right. How you doing, my friend? And
I'm doing
well,
thank you.
Reefa, this is Prather. Reefa was in Betty White's Off the Rockers, and she's a baby boomer. I am, and I don't know if you are. You sound a little young.
Well, you know, I think I'm actually probably a little older than both of you, but, you know, we'll just leave it at that.
I'll tell you.
I find that hard to believe. Jim's pretty old, but.
Well, people like getting their pictures with me because it makes them look younger no matter what their age. And I hang around with veterans that were in World War II, and that's That says a lot. But, you know, Prater, there's one thing that we all know, and it's time flies whether you're having fun or not. And I don't know if it's going on with you, but does time seem to be going extra fast now or what? You know,
it does. As a matter of fact, I realized that a while back, and I decided to do something because since time was moving so quickly and there was nothing, obviously, I or anyone else could do to slow it down, I started walking. I decided, you know, if I walk every morning at 6 o'clock, or 6 and 7, I will actually accomplish something because time moves so quickly. And now it's been almost 3 years. I haven't missed a day.
Good. There you go.
Awesome.
You're on track. See, Rita? It pays off. And one of the issues we have, and we've had people on the show and that's their specialty, your metabolism slows down as you age, and the diet, you become more sedentary, so on, and we gain weight and, have the health issues. So walking was coming out like almost on top for at least, if nothing else, get out and walk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I agree.
So I don't know if you have any
questions. So, Tracer, tell me about your magazine. I'm not really familiar with it. Tell me about the magazine.
Sure. Well, I started publishing, believe it or not, back in the, late 80s with the local publication called the Fox Hills Digest in Culver City, California, a local newspaper.
Oh,
cool. And what happened, this was like about 20 years ago, and I would interview all these, I'm an African-American publisher, and but I would interview all these very, very prominent people, mostly African-American entertainers. And they would say, you know, Prather, you know, you're a great publication, but, Fox Hills, we're like, Snoop Dogg, or we're Nate Dogg, or we're Ice-T, you know, these guys were already global. And they said, you really should do something maybe a little bigger at some point, because, you know, that's where you should be. So I started brainstorming, and eventually in 2001 launched a publication called Hollywood Weekly. And it just took off. And so now Hollywood Weekly is read in 64 countries. It's a monthly magazine. And I'm really, really proud of it. It's the website is HollywoodWeeklyMagazine.com. And, that's what we do.
Not bad.
It's an online publication, or is it in print?
It's a print publication with a we certainly have an online presence and a digital presence. We start off, we're old school, so we start off printing publications, and we never stop. We just added to it, So now we're basically trying to be as many places as our readers can be to access our content. We also, by the way, are a general market publication, which means that you look at the publication, you would not know from looking at any particular issue that it was published by an African-American publisher, as we realize the, global nature of entertainment, and we reflect that in our publications.
Now, Prather, what do you think about the transition? What do you think about the transition from, you go back to when you didn't have this technology, on the Internet and so on and so forth? Have you... transition well with that? Have you taken advantage of that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, because I own Hollywood Weekly, I am very fortunate. Back before Apple came out with the iPad, they were having challenges reaching, working with the A-tier level publishers because of what happened with, the monetization, I guess, of the music industry. And so I was contacted by a UK company, invited me to create my first app with them, that was going to be placed in this new technology called the iPad. And so Hollywood Weekly was actually the first Hollywood magazine to get a custom app on the iPad. And we've always taken advantage of technology. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that keep the brand focused, and that's why we're in all these countries. We're able to leverage the power of technology.
And you're going to be working with – what's your situation? You're going to be working with the Easy Way situation with Eric.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited about that. Eric is a technology guru, as I'm sure you know, and, so adding, joining forces with him only enhances everything that we're doing because, as I say, I'm old school. Eric is, he's probably got me beat by at least 2 or 3 years.
What I'd like you to do with Eric is show him how to have some kind of time off or social life, and you call him up and say, look, let's go fishing or something, because he's becoming a walking Internet person. He's turning into a human computer here. And you got to have some time off,
Yeah, I agree. I'll definitely encourage him to take walks with it, nothing else.
Yeah, there you go. So
are you still based in the Fox Hills area, or?
Well, I've since expanded. When you have a brand like, I guess like any business, you tend to go where the customer base originates from. And so we've kind of migrated from Fox Hills to Hollywood to Beverly Hills, and now we're in Brentwood. And so we're here in the Los Angeles area on the west side, in the area called Brentwood. portion of West Los Angeles.
All right.
And now, can I get you to weigh in on the Oscar situation? Everybody's up in arms about the Oscars so white. And since you're a multi-ethnic magazine about Hollywood, which I think is great, what's your opinion?
Well, you know, I think that I think what you see in the Oscars is what you see really what's happening in our country. And that is you have, you know, the establishment, and the establishment basically are, you know, in, you know, they're of a certain mindset. They have succeeded in that mindset, and they're slowly, by virtue of change, having to accept the new realities. And I think anytime people are transitioned, there's probably a natural tendency for resistance. So I think really that's what you're seeing, just natural innate resistance in people who are fearful of change. But, you know, the inevitable is forthcoming, and there's nothing that anyone can really do about it. So I think you'll see a major transformation in the next 5-10 years because society is changing very, very quickly.
Yeah. Now, Saturday, UCLA, what's going on? Sounds like a big event we have here.
Well, right. I have a – one of the things we do at Hollywood Weekly is we also host live events. One of the things I recognize is the importance of supporting my advertisers and also connecting with my readers. And so I decided a few years ago to start launching these live events. So we do an annual pre-Grammy party. This is the third annual Hollywood Weekly Magazine pre-Grammy party. And I try to host these opportunities in locations where it sort of reflects the quality of the readership and the brand. And UCLA was chosen this year because it's UCLA, obviously. You know, incredible reputation, very secure location, all the, you know, elements. But, yeah, it's going to be an incredible event. We're really excited about it and invite everybody to come out and join us.
I think it's going to be something else.
If someone's interested in coming, how would they find out about the particulars?
Well, I think the best way would be simply to have them reach out directly to myself or perhaps to Eric. If it's okay, I can certainly, you know, put my information out there. But generally speaking, okay. Well, my let's see here. The best way to reach me would be hollywoodweekly@gmail.com. So very simply, hollywoodweekly@gmail.com. And then I will certainly personally follow up with any inquiries that I receive. But the event is this Saturday from 4 o'clock until 10 o'clock. And we are expecting 125 celebrities. We're still looking for sponsors, by the way. So if there's anybody out there that would like to be involved, we have incredible opportunities. It will be filmed for Hollywood Weekly Television, which I'm currently working on, and should be really a great opportunity.
What is the event?
It's going to be this Saturday.
What's going to be happening there?
Oh, I see.
What kind of event is it?
The event principally does two things. We pay tribute to our Men of the Year, which we'll announce at the event. And also we have, but we principally showcase artists. There are a lot of very, very talented artists that are, you know, in deserving of opportunities. And so we use these opportunities to have the peers, you know, people from the recording industry, the Grammys, come out and see these up-and-coming artists and see if they want to work with them, collaborate with them, and so on and so forth. Great opportunity.
Yeah.
Right.
Is
there a fee for the event?
Right. We charge $95. Well, basically, we're using this as a fundraiser for a homeless charity. So we're charging $95 per person or $150 for a two-person package, VIP package.
And what's
for
the charity?
For an artist to get out now, it's a lot different than it was like 10 years ago.
It really is. I mean, you know, the reality is that the music industry has changed dramatically, and, you know, there's a lot of fragmentation, obviously. But it all boils down to connections. And so at the end of the day, you have to know someone if you really want to advance your career. And these pre-Grammy parties, for example, are designed to do that.
Big time networking.
What's the charity?
It's a homeless charity. I actually will have to defer to the PR firm. They're the ones who manage that that part of it. But anybody makes the inquiry, it's on our forms, the exact name of the charity. I don't want to mispronounce their name. So I'd rather have they make the inquiry. We'll send it out to you guys.
Awesome.
Well, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be exciting. And we have to have you on again because, you know, all the years you've had in the business, all the stories you have, there's no way we could squeeze it into a few minutes. It's like, it's not easy to do. But so we want to have you on again and go over some. Maybe you can put together some interesting stories, which I know you have a few of them. And,
Absolutely. And
to keep up the good work. And we'll be seeing you Saturday at UCLA.
Oh, outstanding. I'm very honored. Thank you very much for making both your acquaintance, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully at the event. Take care of yourself.
What's your contact information again?
Sure. Again, my couple things I'll put out there. My telephone number is 424-371-9900. That's from my office. And the email address is hollywoodweekly@gmail.com.
And if someone wants to pick up the magazine online or at locations, where could they find it?
Well, you know, we work with four different levels of distributors, quite frankly. Probably the easiest way would be for them to go to hollywoodweeklymagazine.com. And then from there, they can send us an inquiry. We're always updating our distribution outlets. We're in, probably about 200 locations. So probably easier for them to go to the website or send me an email directly, and I'm sure we can accommodate them.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for jumping out with us. I know you're a busy guy, but yeah. Good. And
if you
want to squeeze us in your schedule. Got some interesting stories probably we could share with each other. And we'll be seeing you Saturday.
Absolutely. And by all means, stay in touch with me. You have my contact information. Feel free to reach out at your leisure, and I will certainly, you know, look forward to those opportunities.
Very good. Sounds good. Thanks for coming out, my friend, and to see you then.
My pleasure. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, Reva. And, you know, it's a worldwide situation. You know, people... It's anywhere you mention Hollywood, they want to know what's going on and the stories behind the scenes. And I don't know if you've ever been to some of the areas where they filmed, where you've seen, areas where they might have shot some scene in a movie that you saw when you were younger. It's a strange feeling, you know?
Yeah, I've been in films since I can remember, so.
you go way back. In fact,
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I've been talking about what's new in 2016, and I'm just going to give you a couple of more new things that are out. One thing that we have been talking about is GripDat. That's the remote selfie stick that you can actually detach and take it, I think it's like 30 feet away, and you can take your selfies from that. It's Grip That with a D, G-R-I-P, as in Paul, D as in David, A-T, GripDat.com. And if you go on the website, you can use the promo code EasyWay, and you'll get a discount. So it's a wireless selfie stick, and that's definitely new for 2016. There is a Polaroid Zip Instant Photo Printer for those of you who still print photographs. I don't, but if you want to print your digital photos, it's great to do that. And you can put the pictures, on how you stick them on the refrigerator or put them in a frame, or you can make a card with them. All of that, the device turns your phone into an instant photo printer, and it pops out pictures. It's kind of like a old Polaroid camera. I looked at some old pictures, family pictures the other day, and they were old Polaroid pictures from maybe the 60s, and they actually still had good color. I was shocked. So this will actually turn your phone into like an old Polaroid camera. Runs about $130. And also, there's a device called Snap Pro. It's for iPhone photos. And it enhances taking the pictures. It's a case. It's actually a phone case where the 6 or the 6S. And it has a shutter button. So you can take pictures with one hand while using a wide-angle lens, or it's got three other lenses. And so you can take pictures just like with a real camera. So that runs about $50 or $60. And then you can buy separate lenses, and the lenses run from between like $25 and $40. So that's Snap Pro if you want a case and be able to take pictures with your phone just like with a real camera, or Polaroid Zip Instant Photo Printer so you can turn your phone into a printer. What are they going to think of next? It's amazing.
Tell me about
to
it.
Me.
Oh,
and that brings
just...
us up to Jim's gym.
Like I said,
okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, I'm still amazed by the television. You know, how does this stuff work? How can you be sitting on a beach and listen to a radio? How do these airwaves come through like this? It's just the technology that you guys can resource now that we, you know, you got to remember back in the 60s, I mean, I don't want to keep going back, but, you know, we sat around and did stuff, and I want to go call whoever. Well, you'd go find a payphone, unless you borrow a phone. I mean, you needed a telephone, and you'd call them. There was no pagers, no computers, no nothing, and that's how you got a hold of them. Or you sent a letter. There was no fax machines. But, you know, it was no problem because that's the way you did things, and you didn't think of any other way. Now, it's just so amazing. You pull out your cell phone, and in this digital age, and this, you know, what I wanted to touch on, Easy Way Magazine. I mean, talking about cutting edge technology, and if you want to go beyond marketing and beyond cutting edge technology, this is what's the next big thing in social media. What's the next big thing in social media? What is it? Well, if you don't resource what the next big thing is, and you have a business, somebody else is going to resource it, and their business is going to take off. And if they're a competitor, their business is going to take off more than yours. And you have Shelley Hunt, receives the Achievement Award from President Obama. She's, you know, travels the world, Women of Global Change. These are top people in here, top people in technology, networking tips and tricks on networking yourself to success. This is all the kind of stuff that, I mean, I can't go through it all. I'd like to sit here, expressions of the body, main ingredient of love, OC, camera, lights, action, Metropolitan Fashion Week, Beauty Insiders. I mean, there's 77 pages. The Easy Way Wall of Fame, Easy Way Testimonials, Scope Bombing. You know, we got this articles on Special Olympics, MoRock. The articles. The thing is, you know, post something and it gets out there. You can have an event and it gets out there. Let's have a little pre-launch on our business. Okay, so it's going to get out there. But if you do it properly and you resource some of the things that's in this magazine, you can resource it to the point where it's getting out there 100 more times than it would be normally. It's how you put it all together, the filming techniques, how you post it, the hashtagging, and so on and so forth. I'm doing my best because I don't understand a lot of it, but I do hear some of the conversations that go on and how these people who are in technology and are in social media, they're amazed when they come to, you know, the Easy Way situation, like, how do you do that? And people are asking these questions who are beginning to feel they know marketing and they're up to date on that stuff, and they're learning. So anyway, Retha, the Easy Way Magazine. In fact, I saw Retha in the Easy Way Magazine.
And I have a Tech Time in print. And speaking of in print, the magazine is in print. It's currently available. If you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, you can find out how to order your own personal copy of the Easy Way Broadcasting Magazine.
Beautiful print and beautiful paper. You know, they gauge the paper. This is like really top. And the articles are, you know, now I'm learning between the stuff you've been saying and the, you know, all this with this tech. And Eric's just been, I just can't help but learning some of this stuff. And this app, you know, going to the Easy Way app, this really gets me. You type in on the text 21777. And I'm asking Eric, how does this work? I got to ask him like five times. He gets frustrated. He said, Dad, just type in 21777 and then text Easy Way or Easy. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, but how does that work? Well, I guess, you know, it just works. Okay, what can I say? And
yeah, well, I don't know how electricity works, but I still flip the switch every morning. So what can I tell you?
Well, I don't know.
You just do it. There's so much stuff available. Again, if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com or what's that number again, Jim?
You type in 21777, and then you go down.
You do that on your cell phone. Now, don't do it on your home phone. Doesn't work that way. You do it on your cell phone, and then you can get in touch with the Easy Way, and you can find out about all the stuff that's going on. And you don't have to do it the hard way. Do it the easy way. So, Jim, we're out of time. It flies by every week. We will see everyone will hear us at least next Monday at 10 a.m. There's a couple of new shows coming on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network live today with Dr. Estella Snyder and John Johnson. Beauty Pop, hosted by Sugar Angel Amber Martinez. She's Miss North America United Nations. Check that out on the network. Make sure you download the new app, the Africa by Manny's app. And you can find out everything that's going on the map. There's the new Easy Way Access memberships. You want to join so you can be just in on what's everything that's going on the Easy Way. And again, the Easy Way magazine is the new people magazine for live streaming. I know some of you have no idea what live streaming is. Also, check out just everything Easy Way. It like Jim was saying, if you don't get into it, other people are going to be into it, and you're going to be left behind. So check it all out. Check out Eric on Periscope. He does some crazy stuff. They be out places, and he just periscopes. All of a sudden, he just pops up on my phone. Eric is live on Periscope.
It's live and alive.
Out there doing it. You could have your own channel on Periscope and broadcast your life live. That was it Busby Berkeley that said, you know, there'll be a day when everybody has their 15 minutes of fame?
Yeah.
It's here.
And you got to be ready. You got to have your hair combed and you got to be ready to go because you never know when you're going to be on live on this stuff.
Exactly. So we will see everybody next Monday, 10 a.m. It's been great, Jim, and I will see you maybe Saturday. Come on out Saturday to UCLA.
I'll see you down there. I plan on seeing you. And everybody, UCLA Saturday, and it's going to be exciting, and the there's going to be celebrities. There's going to be like Hollywood Weekly. There's going to be everybody there, and this is one of the hottest magazines out. And you know, if you want to get involved and know what's going on in Hollywood, that's it, Hollywood Weekly. And everybody's going to be down there. Easy Way. It's going to be an exciting place. So get your stuff together, get your friends, and come on down Saturday. UCLA. So thanks, guys, for coming out, Aretha. We'll talk to you Saturday, and we'll be talking to you again next Monday. So long, guys.
Bye.
Radio Boomers Live, signing off.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.